treacherous mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and just plain ice. Speaking of weather, researchers in California have come to a startling conclusion of a 50-50 chance that Lake Mead could dry up in 13 years. The lake just outside of Las Vegas along the Colorado River is part of a system that provides water to 25 million people in seven states. Scientists blame climate change and growing demand for water. And there's a 10% chance that Lake Mead won't be able to provide any usable water as soon as 2014. A Hezbollah leader assassinated.
Imad Mughniyeh of Hezbollah died in a fiery car bomb explosion in Damascus, wanted by the FBI for his part in the 1985 hijacking of a TWA plane in which a Navy diver was killed. He's also tied in with...
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. You know, the big news yesterday was that Fidel Castro, the wicked Fidel Castro, had resigned. And you know, most people honestly believe what the media tells them, that Fidel Castro was the enemy of the United States. But if that was true, why did we bring Fidel Castro to power back in 1959? Now, most people don't know that. They think Fidel Castro won the revolution or something foolish like that. If you have not yet seen my DVD or video, World Revolution, where you'll see my interview of Ambassador Earl Smith, who was the American ambassador to Cuba at the time, a multi-billionaire, and he tells us that they knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The CIA knew, the State Department knew, the president knew, because he told them he was a communist, but we brought him to power anyway. You need to understand that. You need to understand how we kept him in power all through the years. I mean, because socialism really doesn't work, so we would lend money to communist dictators, and then they would lend money to Fidel Castro or give it to them, because many times we'd never asked the communist dictators to give back the loans. We lent money to Argentina that was on the verge of bankruptcy. All the time it was lending money to the wicked Fidel Castro. Now, if you want to verify what I'm saying, certainly we do have my interview with Ambassador Smith in the DVD World Revolution. We also have the speech that Congressman Ron Paul gave in 1984, where he tells how we were funding the communist dictators, who were funding Fidel and lending money to Argentina, that at the same time was lending money to Fidel Castro. And I could give you dozens of examples. I'll never forget when we were lending money to Great Britain right after the Second World War, and probably about 1960, and Great Britain was giving money to Fidel Castro. But we can't let the American people understand that. And that's why David Rockefeller's memoirs are so important, because there he talks about the close friendship between his daughter and Fidel, and how he met with Fidel, and how he himself is dedicated to an international cabal, dedicated to creating this new international order, not to America. He is a traitor to our country. You'll find that on page 405 of David Rockefeller's memoirs, where he brags about being an internationalist and about being involved in this international cabal. Well, let's get to our subject this morning, because it all begins to fit together. Our guest is Lynn Marzulli, and Lynn has written a wonderful book entitled Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, a book you'll certainly want to read, because you can't understand what's going on with Cuba, what's going on with the earthquakes that are taking place throughout the world, recently on Temple Mount, and, where they made a big hole in the top of Temple Mount. You can't understand UFOs. You can't understand any of the supernatural things that are going on today unless you understand that it all ties together. And, Lynn, how did you get involved in your study of politics, prophecy, and the supernatural?
Thanks for having me on, Dr. Stan. Appreciate it. It became really a question. A friend of mine actually asked me a question. He was a confirmed atheist, still is, by the way. And this is over 20 years ago now, more like 25 years ago. And he asked me, if there was life on other planets, would they know the same Jesus that I knew? And he stumped me with that one. It was definitely a head scratcher, and I went down to the bookstore and found the Omega Conspiracy by Dr. I.D.E. Thomas, and I read that tome, and that just opened up a whole plethora of ideas that I had never thought of before. It's a wonderful primer for those of you who have never read that book, The Omega Conspiracy, Dr. I.D.E. Thomas, but he's one of the first theologians to actually link the Genesis 6 incursion of the fallen angels coming to Earth, which, of course, the offspring of the fallen angels and the women of Earth create the Nephilim. Later on in Numbers 33, that's why Genesis 6 says, and later, and also after this, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and had children by them. And that refers to Numbers 13, which the spies go into the land and see the presence of the Nephilim and declare that we're like grasshoppers in their sights. But he was the one that really linked the first incursion of the fallen angels, Genesis 6, to the modern UFO phenomena, specifically with the abduction phenomena, which is ongoing, by the way. And I believe that's the whole abduction phenomena that we see now and hear about is to create this sort of alien hybrid, which may be used as a false prophet, antichrist. I'm not sure what exactly the end game to this thing is, but I find it very unnerving in the parallels between the present abduction phenomena and Genesis 6 or uncanny. So that tied the whole Genesis 6, the Nephilim, the UFO phenomena, that kind of opened the Pandora's box, if I can use that word or analogy, to that whole subject. But then I've always been a student of prophecy from when I accepted the Lord 28 years ago. That prophecy always piqued my interest, and it was something that I always took interest in and studied. And so the two of them together started to mesh. And, of course, you can't, when we start to see the news and as you always say, you know, the story behind the story type of thing, realizing that Israel's back in the homeland, realizing that the rise of violent Islam is spreading and is not going away, is actually burgeoning, and the constant saber rattling of Iranian slug in chief Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. This morning he called Israel an insect, a vermin. So it just goes on and on. And when you put the three together, you get politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. And the whole point of the book is sums up this way, that the current political landscape is, I believe, is setting the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled, which will then trigger supernatural events as discussed in specifically in 2 Thessalonians. So that's why I wrote the book, and that's why I got into it.
Well, I think this is so important. And, of course, one of the things that really intrigues me is the fact that you have taken it upon yourself to try to interview the gentleman. In fact, you've interviewed him a couple of times, fellow in Texas, that has seen this spacecraft that's been sighted down there, and there have been other people that have been on Larry King and other programs have seen this gigantic spacecraft, maybe a mile long. I mean, the people out there in the audience, can you imagine a spacecraft of this enormity? And, of course, you know, then, of course, what's most significant is not that he saw it, but then what happened to him in the way of efforts to silence him. Would you like to cover that, because you actually talked to him recently? We'll be back in just a moment with Lynn. But, you know, you see a spacecraft, and then you come under government pressure not to let people know what you really saw. We'll be back in just a moment here at American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
KHNC presents another Sunday afternoon meet and greet. Come meet the TNT team and try a delicious and refreshing drink of Limu Mui, the Fukoidan-packed health drink. Get your survival supplies and sample some sumptuous Mountain House foods with survival expert Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival. That's Sunday, February 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. Call 1-800-205-6245 and we'll see you February 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. here at KHNC 1368.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and there is this gentleman. He's down in Texas, and he saw this spaceship. Now, of course, what the government is trying to do and what the people behind the scenes are trying to do is say, well, you know, if they're real, they're pretty manifestations of the aliens from out of space, and they're here to colonize us or observe us or threaten us or who knows what there are, but they're not aliens from outer space. They're not from another galaxy. They're manifestations of the supernatural, of this other dimension that Lynn writes about. And I have no hesitation in saying that these, in my estimation, are demonic manifestations. Mm-hmm. But what happened to this gentleman? I understand he's come under tremendous harassment in an effort to silence him about his story. What did you learn by talking to him?
Well, interesting. I've spoken to him twice. The first time was about 30 days ago, and then yesterday I spoke to the gentleman again. I tried to send him my book after our first conversation. I overnighted him the book. He never received it. I found that out yesterday. And he also said that a lot of his mail, he's not getting his mail, or it's not like it's opened or anything, but he firmly believes he has not been getting all of his mail. So someone is confiscating it, and certainly we had the right address. I triple-checked it, literally triple-checked it, read it to him three times yesterday, and it was the right address, and we have the receipt from the overnight, that you get at the post office, and it's everything checked out. Man never got the book, so he gave me another P.O. box, and we sent another one off to him yesterday. He is a Christian. He's really anxious to read it. When I spoke to him 30 days ago, he wasn't really sure of the whole demonic twist to the thing. He was kind of hesitant about embracing that. After yesterday, he was saying that the more he has thought about it, and he's starting to really lean towards that interpretation, that he really feels this thing is really evil. He's had black helicopters fly over his house and just sit there at 2:30 in the morning.
Or is that just to harass him,
to harass him.
Sure.
He's had people on the phone that will call him up and begin to tell him conversations that he's had privately with two or three people in the last week or two. How they have that information, a listening device, who knows? But they know the content of the conversation, and they'll tell him to, you need to stop talking about what you've seen. He's kind of afraid, for he has two daughters apparently, and he expressed that he's definitely afraid for them. Whatever things that are going on with him.
Well, you mentioned that they're clicking on the telephone constantly.
Exactly. Yeah, but thank you for reminding me of that, Dr. Stan. Yes, when I spoke to him yesterday, I was on the phone for about a half an hour, 20 minutes, 30 minutes with him, and the phone was clicking, and it not like a interference click. I mean, it was like, I think I've been on one other conversation where the phone was tapped, and it just becomes really obvious. And he says, yeah, this has been going on. His phone has been tapped like this, and he's heard the clicking noises since he kind of went public with this whole UFO thing. So he realizes that he's being pressured, and he's kind of not backing down on his story. What's really bizarre, and I'm trying to figure this part out, and I actually may go down if once he gets the book, and if he allows me to come down, I really want to interview him face-to-face and find out what's going on. He said he has seen the craft, the same craft, an additional five times since the first sighting, which I find a little spurious and a little weird. you know, why is this thing in the same location? Why is it constantly appearing to this one gentleman? And of course, I have no idea as to why that is occurring. He said that the first time he saw it, it was just himself that saw the craft. Now, the craft was then sighted by other witnesses in another location, and they got that apparently the same craft got within about a mile of this group of witnesses who saw it. But the gentleman I interviewed on the subsequent other sightings that this man saw, there were other people with him. So now it's like two or three people that have seen the craft. And of course, he talks about the first time he saw this thing with the lights, and it's just mesmerizing, literally mesmerizing. It takes your breath away. It's astonishing. And when you think about it, you know, it's like I've seen pictures of the shuttle, and it's just amazing to see the shuttle. I mean, it's just incredible. Or, you know, the first time your eyes lay on a 757 or something, just a large plane like that, it's, you know, you're kind of taken aback by the sight. Can you imagine like a mile long craft, or let's say a 3 mile wide craft, which was seen apparently by two different airline pilots over the English Channel last summer? So it's, if these things are real, and of course I believe they are, I believe they're like the vanguard or harbinger, if you will, of what is coming on the earth. And I believe this is the beginning of the great deception, which the Bible talks about. And Jesus himself says that even the elect would be deceived if that were possible. When these things begin to manifest, unless a person is really, literally rooted and grounded in the scriptures, one, two, indwelled by the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit, they will more than likely be deceived. And I think that's Jesus's warning has gone really unheeded by the church. And the church, and I say this with all due respect, because, you know, I'm a pastor of a church, and for the most part, most of the churches, most of the mainline churches don't travel in this stuff, refuse to look at it, and yet it's happening all around us. Last night, Dr. Stan, we talked about 10,000 UFO sightings per year. Surely this should be being spoken about from every pulpit in America. This is the ramping up of the supernatural manifestations that will cause great deception and probably worldwide shift in people's worldviews. So, I mean, this stuff is happening, and it's ongoing, and yet, for the most part, the church is silent about it.
And, you know, the harassment of this gentleman, you know, is so similar to the harassment I've been told about from other people, some of the people who, you know, who spoke out against what happened on September 11th and, mm-hmm. and how they were harassed, or people who knew about what really happened to Vince Foster during the Clinton administration,
right.
and the harassment that they came under. So it's a standard operating procedure, and, you know, letting people know that you're watching them, you're watching everything they do, you know, and to terrify them into silence. I know Jimmy Walters, a multimillionaire who had worked very hard on 911, trying to get the truth out in New York, spent $8 million of his own money running
wow.
ads and television ads, and he's living in secrecy
huh.
in Europe, frightened to death, or for fear, you know, they'll track him down over there. And this is what they do. They destroy you emotionally if you don't know the Lord. And here's one of the things I was really interested in, you know, is the fact that other people who've had contact with other UFOs have actually called out in the name of Jesus Christ and commanded to disappear, and they usually do. And didn't you suggest that to this gentleman?
Yeah, I prayed with him yesterday. He is a Christian, and we prayed, and I told him a couple of, you know, kind of like spiritual warfare 101 principles. I told him that you need to pray every day, daily, for your family and cover it with the blood of Jesus. You need to verbally say that and cover your family, cover yourself and your loved ones with that. And you need to call down the Lord's angels to surround you and protect you. And I said, do me a favor, if you do see this craft again, say literally, verbally, out loud, say the blood of Jesus and direct it, rebuke the craft, rebuke this thing in the name of Jesus and say the blood of Jesus and see what happens. So he said he would do that the next time. You know, this ties into, and I'm jumping subjects here real quick, but the same idea ties into the only person that I'm aware of anyway that was able to get victory over what is the apparition known as the Mothman in West Virginia. And this man is a retired missionary. At the time he was studying to be a missionary, he wasn't a missionary yet, but the Mothman allegedly appeared in this gentleman's room in the middle of the night. I mean, at the end of his bed, and he was literally terrified. In my interview with him, he said that the thing was wicked. This is the word that he used, that the thing was wicked, evil, just wickedness. You could feel it. And it paralyzed him. And he was literally held in check, held in fear, and unable to move, paralyzed, unable to move for about a little over a half a minute, a little over 30 seconds. And at that point, he started to speak scripture and remember scripture and call on the blood of Jesus. This is what he said, the blood of Jesus. And the moment he latched onto that, boom, this thing started to dissipate and fade into nothing. So these are spiritual principles, which are, remember, Paul talks about that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, and this is why our weapons are not carnal. And the only weapon that we have, of course, is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and saying the blood of Jesus. So these things are real, and I just think it's burgeoning, and for the most part, Christians in the church don't know how to deal with it.
That's absolutely right. In fact, there's I've never witnessed anything like this personally, but there's an orthopedic surgeon who I was sort of, well, he was much younger than I was, and he sort of came under my tutelage when he came to town, and we had enjoyed working together for many years. But he told the story of one evening going home, he was living at his father's home at the time, and laying down, and suddenly he wakes up, and there's this demonic creature on his chest, clawing at his chest, and you know, he wonders if it's a dream, what it is. He tries to cry, you know, scream, and he can't scream. He's so frightened. And this goes on for, you know, a minute or 2 minutes. And then, you know, the being disappears, and he finally gets to his feet and runs in the other room. And here are all the claw marks on his chest.
Wow.
And believe me, he wasn't a Christian before that, but he sure was after that. Realizing, of course, you know, this... The reality, and if it weren't there were claw marks, it might have been simply a mistake, but you know, or a dream. But it wasn't a dream. There was a real manifestation of this supernatural creature. Until people understand the supernatural is not imaginary, and as you bring out so well in your book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, there are many manifestations of the supernatural every day, but the average individual never puts it all together, because nobody helps him connect the dots.
And I really believe that Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural connect some dots which other people have either overlooked or just haven't bothered to go and explore. For instance, Epicenter discusses the coming Ezekiel 38, 39 war, and other prophecy buffs do the same thing, and there's other books. But what I believe, and what's different about Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, is after the Ezekiel 38, 39 war, which I believe the stage is certainly being set for that, and again, this goes into the whole political landscape, which is happening in the Middle East, and the saber rattling from Iran and Syria and Hezbollah and Hamas, the over 300 missiles fired in the Sadura, the border town which borders up the former Gaza or the Gaza Strip, and the assassination of Mugnia last week, that is now Hezbollah has declared an all-out war with Israel, and so the saber rattling is ongoing, it's happening, the vitriol never ceases, and it's ramping up to something, and I believe, of course, that's Ezekiel 38-39 war. Where I go, and where other people don't go, and of course this is the ground that I tread, and I sincerely believe that the Ezekiel 38-39 war will trigger supernatural events. This one fulfillment of the prophetic will then trigger the supernatural. And what that means, in my opinion, we will see the revealing of these so-called extraterrestrial craft. And you say, well, gee, that's a far-out scenario. Well, the Ezekiel 38-39 is a far-out scenario. And if Israel uses their nuclear arsenal to defend themselves, which, if you a careful reading of Ezekiel 39 in the passage, it sure seems like they've used something like that, because they have professional barriers going out, and people are marking where the bones are. No one touches anything for 6 to 7 months. Then the markers go out, then the professional barriers, and they gather up, and they take what's left of the corpses and move them downwind. I mean, it's certainly a bizarre scenario for somebody to write that 2,600 years ago, when none of this technology, of course, existed. And even 100 years ago, you would read that passage and scratch your head and go, what are they talking about? Now, of course, we know what the neutron bomb does, and we have Nagasaki and Hiroshima and hundreds of other tests. So So we know that, that this may be alluding to, those passages in Ezekiel may be alluding to the use of nuclear weapons by Israel in her defense when this confederacy of Islamic nations come up against a so-called land of unwalled villages. And see, I believe that when the nuclear weapons are used, and CNN and the Fox News Channel and all these other media outlets, live TV, are showing this stuff, the world will hold its collective breath, and it's just perfect moment. It's the perfect moment for the extraterrestrials to appear.
We're going to be back here in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli and his book, Politics, Prophecy, and the...
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. Lynn, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and how they can get your book?
Certainly. You can go to my website, which is www.spiral, like a spiral staircase, Spiral of Life, spiralofLife.com, www.spiralofLife.com. You can also call and order it at 310-457-5564, 310-457-5564. But the best way, if you have internet access, is to just go right onto my website and follow the links. You can also sign up for the monthly newsletter, which is an ongoing expose of current political, prophetic, and supernatural events, which I do monthly.
And, of course, there are supernatural events that go on all the time, but people don't want to talk about this. They don't even want to think about it. And here, once again, the church is really asleep. It's instead of preparing people for what's going on and what lies ahead, while we're talking about all sorts of other issues, which are nowhere near as important. And so let me just mention, if you have difficulty remembering the website, think of the DNA chain. And what is it? It is almost like a corkscrew. It goes round and around and around. It's a spiral of life, the DNA chain that gives us our life. And so that's a way of remembering. Sometimes you need a little help when there's so many issues being put out. But this is spiraloflife.com, and it's an excellent book published by our good friend Tom Horn, who we've had on many times in the past. And, of course, Lynn works very closely with him getting the information out. Well, Lynn, you know, as you tell people about this, what sort of response do you get, you know? Do you think the average Christian understands the fact that the supernatural is real? In fact, a lot of people sort of scoff at the supernatural. And yet, how could a Christian scoff at the supernatural? Because the entire story of the New Testament and even of the Old Testament deals with the supernatural.
Well, a lot of the mainline churches, and I won't name them, but you know, they're afraid of it, and they want to keep it out of the churches. And for the most part, most of the churches just want the little ceremony on Sunday, and certainly know they really don't want the manifestation of the Holy Spirit to happen, which is why the gifts that are described in the New Testament, for the most part, are dormant in the church. We don't see a lot of healings in this country. We don't see the gift of miracles working. We don't see the gift of prophecy or tongues so much. And yet there are pockets of where that begins to happen, and when we invite God's Spirit in, we begin to see the supernatural. And that's, you know, let's face it, that's the thing that changes people's lives. It's that supernatural union that the believer gets with the Holy Spirit. Without that, it's meaningless. It's all dead. There is no power. And it's exactly which describes Jesus' word, having a form of religion but denying its power. And that power can only come from one place, and that is from the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit. That was the event which propelled the church onto the world scene. If you remember the day of Pentecost, when Peter delivers that little fiery speech and 3,000 people join the church that day. And that's because moments earlier, he had been indwelled with God's Holy Spirit, the tongues of fire over the disciples' heads. Everyone in that upper room was touched by the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit. Until that time, that hadn't happened in history. The Spirit would come upon people and prophets, but not in the same way like it comes today. And so the whole idea of being born again is what changes us. It's a supernatural liaison, if I can use that word, between a human being and their creator, and it's ongoing and never stops till we're taken out of here, either in the rapture or through death. So it's something that unfortunately has been obfuscated, and the media has taken the idea of being born again and spirit filled and created a laughingstock out of it, which really does the Christians a great disservice. But again, most mainline denominations are afraid of anything of the Spirit and aren't sure how to deal with it. For instance, at our church, we've recently encountered a demoniac, and I don't say that lightly. I'm not, you know, there's not a demon under every rock. But this woman is being tormented by this thing. She's not a Christian, and unfortunately, we can't really do too much with it until she gives us permission. She has to want the thing to leave. So I prayed with her literally about a week ago and began to rebuke the spirit of torment. And when I was done the prayer, she looked at me with this sing-song childlike voice with a very weird smile on her face and told me, because I was cursing the spirit of torment, and she said, "No, you shouldn't curse anything. You should bless everything." And I realized that what was speaking at me was the demon inside of her.
Sure.
And so we've kind of backed off. She can come to church, and she'll manifest right during the service. It's really bizarre to see. But we can't really do much or, you know, do anything really with her, except, you know, let her come, keep her in the back so she's not too much of a distraction. And hopefully there'll be some moment in time where she'll say, I want this thing out of me. You know, I want to receive Jesus. I want help. And at that moment, we can cast the thing out. So I've been praying and fasting for her pretty much on a weekly basis and just biding my time and to see how the Lord's going to do it.
Well, the idea, you know, of exorcism, why people think that's just way out there. But really, it is a real phenomenon. And we carry a wonderful book by Malachi Martin, Five Exorcisms from the Archives of the Catholic Church. And you read that book, you understand this is not imaginary. There is a spiritual world out there. There are demonic spirits, and of course they're trying to get into as many people as they can, and believe me, we have these spirits working at every level of our society today. But the wonderful thing is that the Christian really, if he has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, has the ability to cast these out, you know. And I know that Tom Horn, who you've worked with, was an exorcist for 2 or 3 years. So anyway, the manifestations are there. Where do the crop circles, where do the cattle mutilations, where do these other things come in? The spontaneous combustion where people suddenly break into a fire and just burn to ashes. It doesn't happen very often, fortunately, but these things really do happen. Not imaginary, they're real. But what about the crop circles?
Well, in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, I actually interviewed a gentleman in England who has been studying the crop circle phenomenon for decades, several decades since their appearance. And he's not a Christian. And one of the reasons why I interviewed him was to really get a non-Christian viewpoint of this thing. In other words, get a good secular viewpoint, so it's not a biased viewpoint. You know, people will say, well, you're just cherry-picking people that you interview to support your worldview. And I deliberately use this guy because his worldview is different than mine. He believes that, with all due respect to his worldview, but he believes that the extraterrestrial presence is here to further enlighten us and bring us into some sort of a galactic federation, which a lot of these guys, that's if they're not a Christian, that's the position that they take. But he's looked at these crop circles for years, and there are several of them which are just unbelievable in their complexity. I mean, just unbelievable. And the idea of guys out there with planks and straw and rope and everything. Yes, there have been the fakes, and there are the croppies that go out there and make these things. But then there are the other ones that aren't, and you can see the anomalies in the plants themselves, where certain plants nodules are, they're blown out. There's high radiation or difference in radiation. Oh, there's the bumper music. We'll get back to that.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Did you know there's a 3,000-year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better? Limumui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting Limumui 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
This is Pastor Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden.
And we're inviting you to join Voice of Many Waters in our regularly scheduled ministry times every Shabbat, every Saturday, for a Mikra, a holy convocation. We're going to begin on February the 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish in Johnstown.
If you have any questions, you can contact us at 303-257-7576 or 970-978-0019.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli, his book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And remember, you can get that at spiralofliferadio.com. Or would you want to give that telephone number just one more time?
Sure, 310-457-5564. 457-5564.
Okay. Well, anyway, we were talking about crop circles and the complexity of these. And I, of course, have some wonderful pictures. I read the occult journals, and they, you know, the Share magazine put out by people who are deeply involved in the occult. And they will tell you that these are supernatural manifestations and suggest that the new world leader is about to appear. Mm-hmm. And I think they're absolutely right. Of course, the new world leader that they want is not the new world leader that we want. But these things are magnificent in their complexity. And they certainly had to have some sort of a supernatural hand in designing them. Go right ahead.
Yeah, my research in the crop circles is kind of unnerving because it's once again the presence of the demonic, the supernatural, basically saying to us, we really control the skies. We can do whatever we want to do with impunity, and you can't do anything about it. And it ties into the same idea of the cattle mutilation, where they can go in and take a full grown, you know, steer or calf or horse or whatever and mutilate it. I mean, carve out the reproductive organs or the tongue or the eye, and then just drop the thing. And usually it's drained of blood. And it's the same type of heinous act, which is just, in my opinion, incredibly wicked and incredibly evil. Just saying that we can do whatever we want to do, and you can't touch us. It's very, very deliberate. And so the crop circles are ongoing. They happen every year. And granted, there are a lot of fakes, a lot of guys out there with strings and boards, and you can certainly do a crop circle that way. But some of the other ones, which are very, very complex, I speak of one in England a while ago, and this has to do with there was, I think, in the 50s, Arecibo sent out this coding, in other words, this radio message, and it sent out what our DNA looked like and what we were, carbon-based, and how many elements on the planet. And this crop circle appeared in the field, and it's just bizarre in its complexity, and it's made very much like a pixels, let's say, in a computer program with a series of X's and zeros. So when you're standing in the circle on the ground, it makes absolutely no sense at all. You can't see anything. From the air, it is one of the most complex circles ever created. In fact, it's not a circle. It's more of a very long rectangle. And it's in direct response to this message that went out from Arecibo decades ago. And it's just bizarre. If it's the real thing, this thing should have been studied by every scientist on the planet, because it's unnerving. And of course, the life-based form is not carbon, and the DNA, they show this a different configuration in the double helix. But what's really unnerving is the face is that of a gray. We see the dark, you know, slanted almond-shaped black eyes in the glyph itself, and it's just a bizarre circle. I mean, it's just really bizarre.
And of course, really what's so interesting is that the people who've seen the grays, you know, they all describe them just about the same. Of course, there are other manifestations. There are sometimes reptilian, sometimes giants, but certainly the little grays, you know, they all describe them the same way. And there have really been over 5,000 abductions that were verified by a professor back at Harvard University. I think it was named Mark something of the sort. Do you know who it is? Is it John Mark?
John Mack and Dr. Jacobs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they study these things as scientifically as you can. I mean, how do you study the supernatural scientifically? But no question that these people all had similar stories about their abductions. This is not imaginary. It's really very real, and the fact we don't talk about this, or most people aren't aware of it, is simply part of this cover-up. And, of course, the people, many times, who've seen these things will come under tremendous pressure. Mm-hmm. Didn't that actually happen at Roswell? Did they try to silence the people who saw what happened at Roswell?
Well, witness after witness, including Jesse Marcel, who's no longer with us, were made to sign some sort of secrecy oath or had secrecy oaths. And we get a lot of deathbed confessions, which, you know, begs the question, why were these people, what were they living in fear? You know, who put that fear into them, and why at this moment, just before they're ready to die, did they finally kind of come clean and unburden their conscience, if you will, of what they've been hiding for literally decades? And so if it was one or two, you'd kind of go, well, you know, that's kind of interesting. But the witnesses are like 40, 50, 60, maybe even 100 witnesses which have come forward. Of course, Stan Friedman is really the front runner in all this. He's the one that kind of opened it up to the public. And I actually was at a university lecture here in Malibu with Pepperdine University, where this government shill, for lack of a better word, was trying to tell the audience that the Roswell crash was nothing more than Project Mogul, the weather balloon, and that the alien bodies were crash test dummies. Well, I raised my hand and I said, "Excuse me, sir, but according to my research, the crash test dummies weren't deployed until 52, and the Roswell crash happened in 47. So this is a disparity of roughly 5 years here. There were no crash test dummies that you talk about in 47. That didn't happen until later on. And so we have a disparity in what you're saying. And also, how do you weigh that against the eyewitness accounts of Dr. Jesse Marcel and Jesse Marcel Jr., who actually handled the record? And, of course, I completely flabbergasted this guy. He hemmed and hawed and huffed and puffed and you know, strutted around the podium, never answered my question, and then said something anecdotal or whatever and went on with his lecture, and I just got up and left at that point. I also emailed this gentleman and did some back research on him, and he was actually employed at one time by the Air Force. He was in the Air Force. So in my opinion, this guy was a government shill, and to you know, run that story up the flagpole about Project Mogul is so disingenuous. Stanton Friedman has on his website an amazing rebuttal, point by point, which just completely eviscerates the government's official weather balloon story. I mean, it's just a bunch of hooey, or just a bunch of nonsense.
But they can't let the American people know the truth. That's the tragedy. You know, they have to keep trying to convince us it's aliens from another galaxy, or anyway, we're out of time. Our guest, Lynn Marzulli, the book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. God bless you. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
KHNC presents another Sunday afternoon meet and greet. Come meet the TNT team and try a delicious and refreshing drink of Limu Mui, the Fucoidin-packed health drink. Get your survival supplies and sample some sumptuous Mountain House foods with survival expert Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival. That's Sunday, February 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. Call 1-800-205-6245 and we'll see you February 24th from 1 to 3 p.m. here at KHNC 1368.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we hope you enjoyed our conversations with Lynn. And again, the book, you can get it by going on your internet at spiraloflife.com, www.spiraloflife.com, or, you know, if you didn't get the telephone number and you can't reach them any other way, you can always call us at 800-544-8927. We'll put you in touch with them. It's a fascinating book, and we certainly support what Lynn's trying to do, because in many respects, he's one of the few people who can see how the whole political landscape and certainly the whole prophetic landscape ties into the supernatural. Well, we carry a book called The Alien Intervention. It's a short little book, goes in the background, the fact that the UFOs are truly demonic manifestations, and anybody who's really studied them for any time realizes that. But, of course, the people within the government who are working with the supernatural and are trying to harness the supernatural to facilitate the bringing about the world government, the new world religion, and the new world leader, the last thing they want is for people really to see what this is about, so they try to confuse us with these stories of aliens from another galaxy, or, you know, they're here to get us, or they're here to help us, or whatever it would be. But the one thing they don't want people to know is that the supernatural is not imaginary. It is very, very real. Now, we do hope many of you, of course, would want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret, because there is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies, the Kabbalah, and the Gnostics, and the Templars, and the Rosicrucians, and the modern-day Masonry. Most Masons don't understand the secret, because, of course, it's very difficult to get your mind around the fact that there is another God. Now, we're told, you know, in the Ten Commandments, there's only one God, and that's true. But there is another force out there that, of course, we're warned to avoid. In Deuteronomy, we're told, you know, avoid the diviners and the mediums and the people involved with the supernatural, the fortune tellers and the sorcerers and those involved in witchcraft. And certainly we should. But understand, it's there, it's real. And it is what's running the world today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of one of our newsletters, we'd be glad to send you one. I suggest the December newsletter, the speech given by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, in which he says, in essence, we're not trying to win the war in Iraq. We're not trying to win the war in Iraq. Well, why should we be surprised? We didn't try to win the war in Vietnam or in Korea. We sent the boys and the pigs in to die. We don't go into wars to win them. You must understand that. That's old-fashioned. There's a greater and more noble goal, the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. That's what it's all about. When you understand that, everything makes sense. And of course, the earthquakes we're seeing with increasing frequency are simply foreshadow the coming cataclysmic events which are about to take place. Prepare yourself physically, financially, but spiritually. That's the most important thing you can do, because, of course, you will not be able to withstand what lies ahead in your own strength. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day and not get anything accomplished. And then, of course, you shouldn't even watch our DVDs, read our newsletters. But your job is to help other people understand what's going on, encourage them to listen and get others to listen, and pray for America, pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. So long, and the Lord with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's